advertising age, if you get a woman's body in the spiritual world, then you can please Krishna the most by this. So, this woman is the fairer sex. It means she gets everything her husband gets. When her husband's performing his pious activities, she gets equal to her husband. She's not performing herself, but her husband is performing all these pious activities. She gets equal benefit as the husband gets. And the husband's impious activities he performs, she doesn't get any of those. She only gets the piety, she doesn't get the impiety. And but she doesn't get the bhakti of her husband. She gets the piety, she doesn't get the bhakti. Bhakti is an individual thing, it's something very exclusive to every individual, regardless. So bhakti is for you to cultivate, it's for me to cultivate. No one else can cultivate it for you. It has to come from you. And that's what Krishna wants. It's your bhakti he wants, not that you come with a letter from ISKCON or wherever. Please let Jnanivas Das into the spiritual world, because no, it has to come from each individual. You have to cultivate that. And so there is a progression in bhakti that everyone has to do, regardless, man or woman. So that should be primary in our lives. And the natures of men, natures of women, that'll always be there, that's coming and going, it's changing, there'll be ups and downs. But if we see our primary progression in life is to develop our bhakti, and our relationships are based on this Krishna consciousness, performing Krishna consciousness together, then that's a superior than the materialistic calculation. So, like you said, the progression is there, it's given. It's given here in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leelas, chapter 7, text 18, no, 17. And Prabhupada's talking about the development of devotional service. It's a gradual development. And how the system is set up, how Gauranga Mahaprabhu has come to give this devotional service, this development of bhakti with the Panchatattva. And Prabhupada's quoting here this song, Gauranga Bolitihabi Polaka Sharira. He quotes the whole song. And then he gives a comment on it, that when will there be eruptions on my body? As soon as I chant the name of Lord Chaitanya. And when there will be incessant torrents of tears, as soon as I chant the holy names of Hare Krishna. So first Mahaprabhu, by the mercy of Mahaprabhu, he is giving the holy name. When you chant the holy names, these symptoms will be there, tears and eruptions on the body. By the mercy of Gauranga, he's come to give freely. We experience something, a little bit at least. And then he says, when will Lord Nityananda be merciful towards me and free me from all desire for material enjoyment? So Lord Nityananda, he can free us from all this material enjoyment. Nityananda Prabhu is the Vishuddha Sattva platform. He's the transcendental platform. So, like after, when all the anathas are gone, then one comes into the transcendental realm, of Sudhasattva. This is Nityananda's platform. Nityananda Prabhu expands as Navadvipa Dham, his spiritual realm. So come out of the modes of material nature, then you enter into the spiritual realm, the Sandini potency. This is Lord Nityananda's potency. So therefore, when will Lord Nityananda be merciful toward me and free me from all desires for material enjoyment? When my mind will be completely free from the contamination of desire for material pleasure, only at that time it will be possible for me to understand Vrindavan. So like that, we get the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, then you can actually understand Vrindavan on Mayapur, because he is the Dham, he expands as a Dham. Only if I become attached to the instructions given by the six Goswamis, headed by Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, will it be possible for me to understand the conjugal love affair of Radha and Krishna? Prabhupada's translation. More purple. By attachment to the devotional service of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one immediately comes to the ecstatic position. So first is the mercy of Mahaprabhu. When he develops his love for Nityananda Prabhu, he is freed from all attachment to the material world. At that time he becomes eligible to understand the Lord's pastimes in Vrindavan. So that's the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. He'll take you out of the material world into the spiritual realm. And in that condition, when one develops his love for the six Goswamis, he can understand the conjugal love between Radha and Krishna. In that condition, when he develops his love for the six Goswamis, Rupa, Raghunath, their expansions of Srimati Radharani, so that's Haladini potency, or Gadadhar Pandit, the position of Gadadhar Pandit. When we get the mercy of, we get into Vrindavan by the mercy of Nityananda, and when we're in Vrindavan, then by the mercy of the Haladini potency, Gadadhar Pandit, or these Goswamis, Rupa and Raghunath, then we were able to understand the Lord's pastimes in Vrindavan. In that condition, when one develops his love for the six Goswamis, he can understand the conjugal love between Radha and Krishna. These are the different stages of a pure devotee's promotion to conjugal love in the service of Radha and Krishna in an intimate relationship with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu has come to give this, he's given us his progression of advancement in spiritual life. This is the meaning of Panchatattva, these five features of the Lord. They're there as progression. Srivas is there, he's the pure devotee in Narad Muni. So we have to take shelter of the pure devotee, that's the first step. And then the pure devotee, he gives us the initiation, connection to the spiritual realm, parampara connection. And he gives you the message of the acharyas, so that's Advaita Acharya. So within, by the mercy of Advaita Acharya, you get the message of the acharyas. By practicing that, you become free from anarthas. Then you're eligible to enter into the spiritual realm. That's the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And then in the spiritual realm, by the mercy of Goswamis or Gadadhar Pandit, then you're blessed with Haladini potency. That attracts Krishna. Then you can understand Radha Krishna or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. So this is the development of devotional service that Mahaprabhu has given us. We have to go through these Panchatattva and Kali Yuga, because they're the Yuga avatars. And there's no other way of possibly going to Radha and Krishna without going through Panchatattva. So Mahaprabhu has come and given us progression, so we simply have to follow the processes and do everything properly, and that progression, a spiritual progression, will naturally unfold. It's the desire of the Lord that living entities follow this process. So if you follow nicely, then we will get the result. And so better than get involved with man and woman affair. We evolve ourselves in this affair of developing our progression and getting home back to God. Jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Sri Prabhupada ki jai, Samaveda Bhatta Vrinda ki jai, Jai Go Premanandi. Thank you. Thank you. Any comment or question? Yes.
Thank you for the nice class, very nice class. And I have a question about the Prabhupada said that if you are leaving your body when you are married to a woman, then you will go down again, and the man will be a woman, and the woman will be a man, and they'll get married again. But that's a problem that I think is a problem because. In many Gahastras ashram they get children very old age, and then maybe they have to be together in a long time and then maybe die together. Is it not good? How can they live when they get children so old age, the Gahastra?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite get it.
Prabhupada was saying that if a Gahastra living together are leaving their bodies when they are married, then they will go down again in the material world, and the man will be a woman, and the woman will be a man. So that attachment will get them down to the material world again. But actually, in our society, many Gahastras get children in an old age, and then maybe they're gonna leave their body together, and then they will go down again, and that's a problem, isn't it? What?
Of course, it's a problem. But you're not supposed to be attached. That's the idea. Attached. If you're too attached to a woman, Prabhupada says you'll take birth as a woman. If you're too attached to a man, whatever you are thinking of the time of leaving your body, that state you will attain without fail. So if you're thinking of a woman, you'll become a woman. If you're thinking of a man, you'll become a man. But who's so foolish after reading all this Krishna consciousness literature, hearing from the gurus and sadhus and everything, that you're going to remember your wife at the time of leaving your body or your husband at the time of leaving your body? What is the duty of a person who's about to die, especially, you know? His whole book's about that, is the whole process is based on that. If you, at the time of death, you start thinking of your wife or husband, then what is the use of your studying all this? You miss the point. The whole purpose of the Bhagavatam is based on this point. But it's a fact, you'll go down if you do, but isn't he so foolish to do that? So, become Krishna conscious. Hare Krishna.
Here, we see two stories. The story of Vishnu and the story of Draupadi. They got into the same situation, but their reaction for the situation was completely opposite. And both are criticized for the way they chose. So what is a proper dealing with such situation? Since Draupadi decided not to kill the killer of her sons, and Prabhupada says that it was not proper because she was just on emotions, and it's not proper way of dealing with the situation. And Diti, she decided to have a son to kill the one who killed her son, and she is also condemned. So, what is a proper way to deal with situation or woman in any situation, in any way how she deals with the situation will be not right.
Anyway, the stories are there. The solution was there. Kashyap, he thought of a solution. Or Indra, yeah. She has to perform this vow. If you make any mistake, then your son would be a friend of Indra, not the killer of Indra. So Indra knew that. So survival is the first law. So he thought, I'm going to get killed here. So then he devised the means how he would, somehow or another he caught her off guard one time. She didn't follow exactly one of the principles. She didn't follow and then, okay, then she didn't follow the principles. That was one of the agreements, that she has to follow everything very perfectly. And one time she forgot one little detail. So then Indra saw a defect. So then he got in and he killed it. Or he tried to kill it within the womb. So that is the solution. And the other one, Krishna was there, Arjuna, everyone was there. They all finally agreed. They had agreed with Drupadi. So they different ways of doing it, but the stories are there. Diti is she associates with demons, so there'll be a different result, maybe different results and different feelings. Anyway, the stories are there because these are all, you know, like universal figures. You know, we're talking about here, Diti, they're propagators in the universe. And Drupadi is with Krishna and everything is there. We're not likely to have that association where, you know, like Indra. But yeah, so therefore just become, we at least we have our saving graces, we have a movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If we absorb the self in the mission, then we won't have to worry about this. Any side, any situation, any feeling, that become prominent. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is prominent, as is our savor to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Husband, wife thing and everything else is all secondary. So we won't have to worry about killing the children or saving the children. We're worrying about push on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. Yes, man. Behind.
The situation of the dead sons was the same in both situations, but what was the mistake in both situations was the lack of discrimination. Because in Draupadi's situation, her sons were killed, and they were killed in a horrible way. Ashwatthama came while they were sleeping, and he killed them. And so they deserved to be punished, because they had acted in a very heinous way. And she wasn't advocating that they be punished. So in that sense, she hadn't been properly discriminating what to do. And in the other situation, Haranyaksha and Haranyakashipu, they were demons, and they were killed by Krishna. So, you know, she was mad at Indra because she had to be mad at somebody. It was brought out yesterday that she couldn't really take on Vishnu, so she took on Indra. But again, lack of discrimination, that her sons were blessed. They were actually killed by Krishna, and they were crazy, demonic people. But again, lack of discrimination, and so she wanted them dead, and, you know, the desire to have Indra, someone that could kill Indra, was in her heart. And so the similarity really is not in the dead son so much, but in the fact that both of these situations, there wasn't a full understanding of the impact of the situation.
Mm, thank you.
There is a saying to Harris, Newman, and There is a saying, to err is human, but to forgive is divine. So, and I have also seen some posters like humility and forgiveness, they help you chant better. So, is it good that we can see that she is forgiving and it's glorious or not? And in our cases also, if to discriminate is, I think, better as per the class, but forgiveness is also a part of Vaishnava qualities. So that was not touched upon in the behavior of the Draupadi.
Yeah, so many considerations should be there, social etiquette, etc. The philosophically, it's pretty good. We don't have a problem. When we get into social dealings, then you get all your problems. And when you're fixed in philosophy, you don't have any problems. Philosophy covers everything nicely. You know, it's when you start dealing with the social life that all these intricacies come in. But anyway, as Prabhupada pointed out in the purport, that you know, a person with a little bit of intelligence, even a little bit of intelligence, she should actually say something. So a sadhu can do this. May not have been for the family and the social side of it, the different families that were involved in these. It may not be proper for them, but a sadhu, he can do that. He can tell the truth and cut the truth. So therefore we see Srila Prabhupada was so bold. Prabhupada said, I'm the only person who openly criticizes not only religionists, but anyone who falls short of complete surrender to Krishna. That means the whole world. Prabhupada says, I'm the only one who criticizes. But he can't do it. He's the sadhu when he was there. And he did it also. Yeah. Not only religion, anyone who falls short of complete surrender to Krishna. So that's our stance. We have a philosophical understanding for everything. We see that and work on that. We saw in the game of dice a few days ago, you know, Bhishma Dev, the intricacies of activities of life and social, very, very difficult to understand. What is religion? What is Bhishma Dev, yeah. He's a Mahajan, he's an authority, he's considered an authority. He instructed Yudhisthira, he received instructions from Krishna. He's an authority, but he said that he cannot understand. It's bewildering the way Pandavas, that demigods practically, Draupadi is the goddess of fortune. They banished all this punishment 13 years again and again. Bhishma said, I cannot understand. So you can understand the social dealings and they go on in this material world. But we can be fixed in philosophy. Then we don't have a problem. Not so much who's right or who's wrong or what's right and what's wrong, is that how am I going to get back to Godhead? This is really the main feature. Because you're never going to get, you know, everything perfect. And Prabhupada said too, it's not easy to create a spiritual society in the material world. Everything is against you. It's not easy at all. So if the material world is made like it's going to go on and it's bewildering everyone. It's bewildering Kashyapa Muni, it's bewildering everyone. So many examples in Bhagavatam, everyone. Be willed. Anyway, we hold on to the lotus feet of the acharyas who speak very boldly and have the correct philosophy and siddhanta. We hold on the philosophy. It's all based on body practically, isn't it? All these relationships. This is our first teaching. You're not that body. So we have that philosophy. We stick to that. That's our saving grace.
Prabhu, I have one more question. You told that bhakti is an individual practice that everyone must do. But then this thought came about the Prahlad Maharaj's Prahlad Maharaj generations of forefathers that were promised to be delivered by Lord himself. So I see that as an exception of mercy of Lord, or I'm not very clear, do they get a liberation like impersonal one, or they go back to home? So that is not very clear. But I have a feeling, as you also said, everyone has to practice bhakti. But for a devotee's parents and the forefathers, Lord says that some generations, I don't remember the number, but they get liberation.
Yeah, yes.
So is that true?
Sometimes 17 generations up, 17, sometimes 20 something, sometimes. But it's a fact. They all get liberation. My understanding is that the when it says that, it's that they get liberation. The path of liberation is open. How you proceed on that path, that's up to you. You can be sincere, you can go directly back to God. If the path is open, you have to accept the statement of the Shastras. Or you can take a few bodies on the way, you may want to. But the path is always open for such a person who has received these boons and benedicts. How you take advantage of that, that's up to you. Krishna gives you all this instruction. Guru is there. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, Guru is always there at your elbow, helping you all the way. Right, you go back to the threshold of the spiritual realm, and Guru is still there at your elbow, your side, encouraging you to go. But you have to make that step. Guru is not going to force you to do that. Krishna is not going to pull you in. It has to come from you. You have to make that step in. They'll give you all help all the way up to the spiritual realm. But you have to make that step in yourself. Just like we weren't forced to leave the spiritual world. In fact, Prabhupada said Krishna gives three warnings. Don't go there. Three times. We chose to step out, and it's up to us to make that choice to step back in. We'll get all help, but then we're not going to, it's not, it has to come from you. I give you an example. I went to the foreign registration office, and he said, you've been in India such a long time. He said, why don't you take Indian citizenship and you can become an Indian citizen? I said, I don't want to become an Indian. He said, why not? I said, I'm having a problem identifying myself as an Englishman. I don't want to happen to increase that problem and start identifying myself as an Indian. He went, Atmatattva. He was a pious man, a Brahmin actually. Can you come to my house? But he said, now I want you to write a letter. He said, I'll tell you how to do it. You don't go directly to the central or anything like that. They won't accept. You have to go through this office. Because we know you, they don't know you. I want a piece of plain paper, no heading, ISKCON, or anything like that on it. A plain paper from you, why you want to become an Indian citizen. I don't want an official ISKCON, you know, Jananivas Das is doing very valuable service here. He's a head pujari, and you know, he's very much needed, so please give him, you know, such and such. He's managing our company. Without him, it would be very difficult, so please grant his accident. It has to come from you, he said. Then you can become an Indian citizen. That you want to become, not someone else is making you. So it's like that. Ultimately, it's us. It's me. We have to make that decision. It has to come from me. We're getting all help from Sadhu. All instructions, where to go, how to do it. The whole process Marco has come to give. But ultimately, you make that decision. Hare Krishna.
I come from the Netherlands, and we have
Netherlands.
Yes, I was born in Britain, but I've been in the Netherlands for a very long time. We have this nice negative expressions that we throw in the windows. You know, we treat people very bad.
thrown through the window?
Yeah, stone through the windows, like we, our country, for instance, did horrible things to the Jewish, put them on trains. So this is the type of society I am from, that we are always negative.
We are?
Always negative.
Negative.
So yeah, we actually, you give a clear path, there's a clear path in the books, but we will decide the wrong path. Or we throw in the windows, even when there's was good instructions, we throw it away. In the Netherlands, it's a very difficult. We have no temple. The temple is in Belgium, right? So, because you said there's a classification, means that that one country is a whole. Why is it so difficult in our country?
Yeah, even Prabhupada gave up in the Netherlands. Neverland, where we lost. Yeah, he's just said, only chant Hare Krishna here. Only chant Hare Krishna. Let me chant them. Don't discuss philosophy. Yeah, Prabhupada. The Neverland, he never went there again. Pardon? Who? Kadamba, yeah. Hare Krishna, thank you. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you, Premanandi.
Thank you.